Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szöveg értése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on the CD, and the tasks and instructions are printed in your test booklet. There are three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the CD, in order to give you some time to look at the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck. Task 1. In this section you will hear some information about an informal holiday which is celebrated in many parts of the world. Your task will be to complete the sentences with two words in each sentence. Please use the exact words that you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Manamana. 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 People celebrate April Fool's Day all around the world. But not all celebrations are the same. April Fool's Day in one country is often quite different than in another. April Fool's Day in the United States is usually a day of trickery, pranks, or in other words, tricks played on somebody else as a joke, and outrageous stunts. The media becomes involved, running bogus news stories or promoting false products. The April Fool's Day celebrations can occur any time of the day. The victim of the prank is supposed to laugh at it, and traditionally, he or she will attract bad luck by getting upset about the prank. April Fool's Day in France is traditionally called Poisson d'Avril, which translates to April Fish. The traditional prank in France is to tape a fish to someone's back and call them April Fish when they discover it. Originally, the fish was a real dead fish, but nowadays it is most often a paper fish. In Scotland, April Fool's Day celebrations last for 2 days. April Fool's Day in Scotland is sometimes called Taily Day or April Gowk. The traditional prank for the first day is to send people on a fool's errand. They give someone an urgent note that they are supposed to deliver, but the note informs the receiver that it is an April Gowk joke, and they send the person to yet another person who sends them somewhere else, and so on. April Fool's Day in Poland is called Prima Aprilis. In addition to being a day of pranks, April Fool's Day celebrations often involve dressing up in costumes. April Fool's Day in Poland is largely a holiday for children, but adults also get in on the fun. The origins of April Fool's Day are obscure, but April Fool's Day is observed all around the world in different, unique ways.
Phenomena.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Manamana. Manamana. Manamana.
People celebrate April Fool's Day all around the world. But not all celebrations are the same. April Fool's Day in one country is often quite different than in another. April Fool's Day in the United States is usually a day of trickery, pranks, or in other words, tricks played on somebody else as a joke, and outrageous stunts. The media becomes involved, running bogus news stories or promoting false products. The April Fool's Day celebrations can occur any time of the day. The victim of the prank is supposed to laugh at it, and traditionally he or she will attract bad luck by getting upset about the prank. April Fool's Day in France is traditionally called Poisson d'Avril, which translates to April Fish. The traditional prank in France is to tape a fish to someone's back and call them April Fish when they discover it. Originally, the fish was a real dead fish, but nowadays it is most often a paper fish. In Scotland, April Fool's Day celebrations last for 2 days. April Fool's Day in Scotland is sometimes called Taily Day or April Gowk. The traditional prank for the first day is to send people on a fool's errand. They give someone an urgent note that they are supposed to deliver, but the note informs the receiver that it is an April Gowk joke, and they send the person to yet another person who sends them somewhere else, and so on. April Fool's Day in Poland is called Prima Aprilis. In addition to being a day of pranks, April Fool's Day celebrations often involve dressing up in costumes. April Fool's Day in Poland is largely a holiday for children, but adults also get in on the fun. The origins of April Fool's Day are obscure, but April Fool's Day is observed all around the world in different, unique ways.
Manamana. Christmas.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you will hear some information about two lions, Brutus and Marina. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means that the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
It began 5 years ago when Brutus, believed to be then about 6 years old, was rescued from a circus cage barely large enough for him to turn around in the tiny village of Saint-Denis d'Autoux. In northern France. When discovered by animal welfare campaigners in his lonely cage of a home, measuring just 2 square meters, his health was rapidly getting worse. Despite resistance from the circus owner, Brutus was seized by French police and taken to a temporary shelter. In April 2008, he was on his way to Chamwari, a game reserve in South Africa. There, for the first time in his life, Brutus was able to roam on a piece of land the size of a football pitch, with grass under his feet and the hot African sun beating on his back. Arriving at the same time were 2 tiny lion cub sisters, Marina and Sarnia. They had been dumped outside the home of veterinarian Monica Mințiu in the Romanian capital of Bucharest. She had bottle-fed them back to health. But as much as Monica loved them, the cubs would soon be too big for her tiny flat. She said, "They took over my life completely. They loved to cuddle up and sit on the sofa and watch TV with me." Monica believes they had been snatched from a Romanian circus where they would have been trained to perform tricks. There, in the African bush, under the guidance of Glenn Vena, an animal care manager, Marina and Sarnia were given their own enclosure, where they were quickly transformed from overgrown kittens into powerful lionesses. The following year, the decision was taken to put the 3 lions together. Glenn said, "Lions are sociable animals, and we thought it would be nice for Brutus to be with the 2 lionesses. It was always going to be risky, and at first the girls were scared of Brutus. But within a few hours, they started scrapping and rubbing up against each other. Sadly, Sarnia died in 2010. After that, the relationship between Brutus and Marina became stronger, and soon they became inseparable. Glenn said, "In my 10 years working with animals in a captive environment, I have never seen anything like it. They rest together and play together. Marina is often quite provocative, jumping towards him, tapping his face to get him to get up and chase her. He, on the other hand, watches her moving about until she lies down to rest, and then he will stretch out beside her. Brutus likes to groom her, and if he has finished his food first, he will go to where she is and wait for her to come out. Even though the two won't be able to produce any cubs of their own, it is a joy to see them together, being so affectionate. Even being apart for a few minutes when they're fed is a big deal. It's as if they belong together."
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
It began 5 years ago when Brutus, believed to be then about 6 years old, was rescued from a circus cage barely large enough for him to turn around in the tiny village of Saint-Denis-d'Autou in northern France. When discovered by animal welfare campaigners in his lonely cage of a home, measuring just 2 square meters, his health was rapidly getting worse. Despite resistance from the circus owner, Brutus was seized by French police and taken to a temporary shelter. In April 2008, he was on his way to Shamwari, a game reserve in South Africa. There, for the first time in his life, Brutus was able to roam on a piece of land the size of a football pitch, with grass under his feet and the hot African sun beating on his back. Arriving at the same time were 2 tiny lion cub sisters, Marina and Sarnia. They had been dumped outside the home of veterinarian Monica Mințiu in the Romanian capital of Bucharest. She had bottle-fed them back to health. But as much as Monica loved them, the cubs would soon be too big for her tiny flat. She said, "They took over my life completely. They love to cuddle up and sit on the sofa and watch TV with me." Monica believes they had been snatched from a Romanian circus where they would have been trained to perform tricks. There, in the African bush, under the guidance of Glenn Vena, an animal care manager, Marina and Sarnia were given their own enclosure, where they were quickly transformed from overgrown kittens into powerful lionesses. The following year, the decision was taken to put the 3 lions together. Glenn said, "Lions are sociable animals, and we thought it would be nice for Brutus to be with the 2 lionesses. It was always going to be risky, and at first the girls were scared of Brutus. But within a few hours, they started scrapping and rubbing up against each other. Sadly, Sarnia died in 2010. After that, the relationship between Brutus and Marina became stronger, and soon they became inseparable. Glenn said, "In my 10 years working with animals in a captive environment, I have never seen anything like it. They rest together and play together. Marina is often quite provocative, jumping towards him, tapping his face to get him to get up and chase her. He, on the other hand, watches her moving about until she lies down to rest, and then he will stretch out beside her. Brutus likes to groom her, and if he has finished his food first, he will go to where she is and wait for her to come out. Even though the two won't be able to produce any cubs of their own, it is a joy to see them together, being so affectionate. Even being apart for a few minutes when they're fed is a big deal. It's as if they belong together.
That is the end of task two. Task three. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with superstar dog Pudsey's 17-year-old trainer, Ashley Butler, whose dog trick act won first prize in the television talent show Britain's Got Talent. Your task is to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Ashley and Pudsey, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to impress the judges.
In the studio now, I have the winners of Britain's Got Talent 2012, superstar dog Pudsey and his owner, Ashley Butler. How does it feel having Simon Cowell, the most famous talent judge of the show, as such a big fan of Pudsey?
I have to keep a careful eye on Pudsey whenever we are around Simon, just in case he slips away with him. Simon and my grandma battle it out to be Pudsey's biggest fan. He just loves him.
Simon even let you and Pudsey fly in his private jet to America to appear on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Leading up to the flight, I was so nervous because I was like, I'm going to be spending 8 hours on a private jet with Simon Cowell. What am I going to talk about? But Simon is lovely. He makes everyone feel at ease, and it was fine. I had nothing to worry about.
Life has certainly changed for the pair of you.
If you'd told me 6 months ago what I would be doing, I would have been like, I can't believe it. I never expected all of this to happen. It's what I really wanted to do anyway, but I never thought it was possible. A year ago, I was just at school, and I didn't really know what I was going to do, and now I'm living kind of the perfect life.
How have your family reacted to all the attention?
It has brought us all closer together. My mum comes with me to look after Pudsey if I'm going off to do other things, and my dad has to stay behind to look after my brother and sister. My grandma also looks after my brother and sister when my dad is at work.
You'll be starring in the Royal Variety performance.
I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm really nervous. Everyone is expecting our performance to be bigger and better than the one in Britain's Got Talent. But it is really hard. When I was doing the show, I never expected to win. So I put all of our moves and everything we had into those routines. And now we have to come up with new ones. We have 3 weeks to put it together. We have got the music and the routine and all the moves now. It's just a matter of bringing them all together, which is probably the hardest bit.
Has Pudsey changed with his newfound fame?
He's a funny dog. When we're filming, he knows exactly when the camera is on and when it's off. When they're off, he just sniffs around and does what he wants. But once the camera's on, he's as good as gold. He loves performing and loves a crowd. And I just love everything about it.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Ashley and Pudsey, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to impress the judges.
In the studio now, I have the winners of Britain's Got Talent 2012, superstar dog Pudsey, and his owner, Ashley Butler. How does it feel having Simon Cowell, the most famous talent judge of the show, as such a big fan of Pudsey?
I have to keep a careful eye on Pudsey whenever we are around Simon, just in case he slips away with him. Simon and my grandma battle it out to be Pudsey's biggest fan. He just loves him.
Simon even let you and Pudsey fly in his private jet to America to appear on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Leading up to the flight, I was so nervous because I was like, I'm going to be spending 8 hours on a private jet with Simon Cowell. What am I going to talk about? But Simon is lovely. He makes everyone feel at ease, and it was fine. I had nothing to worry about.
Life has certainly changed for the pair of you.
If you'd told me 6 months ago what I would be doing, I would have been like, I can't believe it. I never expected all of this to happen. It's what I really wanted to do anyway, but I never thought it was possible. A year ago, I was just at school, and I didn't really know what I was going to do, and now I'm living kind of the perfect life.
How have your family reacted to all the attention?
It has brought us all closer together. My mum comes with me to look after Pudsey if I'm going off to do other things, and my dad has to stay behind to look after my brother and sister. My grandma also looks after my brother and sister when my dad is at work.
You'll be starring in the Royal Variety performance.
I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm really nervous. Everyone is expecting our performance to be bigger and better than the one in Britain's Got Talent. But it is really hard. When I was doing the show, I never expected to win. So I put all of our moves and everything we had into those routines. And now we have to come up with new ones. We have 3 weeks to put it together. We have got the music and the routine and all the moves now. It's just a matter of bringing them all together, which is probably the hardest bit.
Has Pudsey changed with his newfound fame?
He's a funny dog. When we're filming, he knows exactly when the camera is on and when it's off. When they're off, he just sniffs around and does what he wants. But once the camera's on, he's as good as gold. He loves performing and loves a crowd. And I just love everything about it.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.